Bu shun and din away magani dug. Beish go benesi aque indigo mang in du dem. Ga osis qua jime cog in dun jaba. Ga misqua wa co cog in da. E lane Fleming nindishin a cause. Man, zi guang, it's springtime. In the springtime, the dandelions are all yellow and bright out there in the grass. And I was talking with another woman today, and we were talking about eating the flower part, the flower head of the dandelion, and how that's supposed to help clean out your livers. And so I ate a couple of them today, and I found them surprisingly sweet. So that can be a part of our history, our association with the plants and their healing of our peoples. And so today I'm here again to talk about an article titled Saving Star Island, Land Use, Local Economy, and Community Interaction in Northern Minnesota. It was written by Carol Crawford Ryan in 1976. And again, Carol Crawford Ryan, she was a staff member at the Metropolitan State University in St. Paul and a PhD candidate in American Studies at the University of Minnesota. In the summer, she's a resident of Star Island, where she serves as historian for the Star Island Protective League. So she received a grant to write this particular article. And in the beginning of this article, she talks about a professor, Christian A. Ruckmick, who in March of 1937 told his fellow residents of Star Island that they were facing the most serious problem in the island's history. It was a fight over the building of a road and bridge onto the island. So, in looking at history, it's understood that we were the first peoples here in this area. And so, a people of Leech Lake Nation, a nation having those four elements, a land base, its own history, and its own language and culture, and its own governance. And so growing up, we were not taught our history, and now we're picking up those pieces and learning our own history. And so we want to share them in learning about Star Island. You know, in 1934, the Leech Lake Reservation was incorporated into the Chippewa Tribe through the 1934 Indian Reorganization Act. So in 1937, when Professor Christian Ruckmick talked about this most serious problem in the island's history being a fight over the building of a road and bridge onto the island, you know, the Ojibwe people may very well have looked at that in another way, but we really were excluded from that whole issue and what happened back then. So what had happened to us was in 1889 with the Nelson Act, which enacted the 1887 Dawes Allotment Act, where on Leech Lake we received 40 acres of sugar bush land and 40 acres of farmland. And it was to help to assimilate us so we could be successful U.S. citizens. But through these acts, we would really lose so much of our land, and it would lead us into even greater poverty than we had experienced before that. So a three-man commission was sent in 1889 that was led by Henry Rice to take a census of the Ojibwe in Minnesota. The commission was to conduct the census in order to issue them allotments and in hopes of having them removed to White Earth. That would open up the Ojibwe land on Leech Lake to the colonizers. That commission had to get 2/3 of all male adults to agree to the allotment. And so at that time, they did the census. And in doing the census, they found in Cass Lake that there were 241 Ojibwe people residing there. 67 of them were adult males, 71 adult females, 53 minor males, 43 minor females, one orphan male, and six orphan females. On Leech Lake Reservation, there was 1,141 total Ojibwe counted. There was 324 adult males, 348 adult females, minor males. There was 239 minor females, 215 and orphan males, 8 orphan females, 7. And the numbers broke down. And in total, for all of the Leech Lake, Otter Tail, Cass Lake, and Lake Winnebogoshish reservations, the total number counted was 2,208 Ojibwe people. And so they had to account at that time for the allotments, the land that would have to be reserved for these people. And Henry Rice, who headed this three-man commission to do the census and to get the Ojibwe people to agree to the Nelson Act, he told the Ojibwe at the time, "You will be the richest Indians in the whole country in a few years." And in a paper I read by Michael Burris, one of our Leech Lake enrollee who's gone home now, he said that in 1929, the annual income for Leech Lake residents was $300. And I looked at the average income for the Leech Lake Reservation in 2000, and even at that time, it was only $20,000. So when the Nelson Act was being talked about up here in northern Minnesota with the Rice Commission, at that time, Chief Sungegishik said, quote, "My friend," talking to Mr. Rice, "it would not please me very much that I should not be owner of the pine, that I should give up all my right to it. Would the commission be pleased to set off a number of acres that would do for the future use of this reservation?" And so he was talking, Chief Sungegishik was talking about the forests on the entire reservation. And it was observed at that time about how the lumber industry and others were getting rich off of those resources. And we, the Ojibwe people, were very observant of that fact. And we wanted our future taken care of too. So we asked that we reserve right to some of that pine. And that's really important when you think about what happened on Star Island and all over the reservation with the establishment of the Chippewa National Forest. Because the Chippewa National Forest, which was an experimental forest at that time, would come to manage the resources and those trees. And they would harvest those trees, and they would replant and harvest and replant. And it wouldn't be like your usual national forest like Yellowstone, where you would leave the forest intact. No, these would become, the Chippewa National Forest and experimental forest would become a managed forest, and the U.S. Forestry would make money off of these, the harvesting of that, those trees. So then Star Island, it lies within both Cass and Beltrami counties, and there were competing interests of land use at the time, represented by local leaders, entrepreneurs, government agencies, and summer visitors. And this is important because they, even though in the early 1900s, there were still allotments on Star Island, the Ojibwe people were really not considered in this report about economy and about the use of the land and its resources. And so I will continue talking about Star Island and what happened there when they tried to build a bridge and a road onto the island. Miigwech bisandawi ek, miigwech, miiu.